Lechvod HaRav Lev. I have returned from my year in Eretz Yisrael. I went to Seminar Yishalayim, where I had the exclusive of having the Rav speak about davening. One of the many things that I learned from the Rav, or I thought I did, so I want to clarify it, was that we are supposed to take 3 steps forward as we begin Shemona Esrei, but we do not have to take the 3 steps back beforehand. I thought that we were told that the only reason to take 3 steps back, if we need the room to take 3 steps forward as we begin Shemona Esrei. In Shul, I see everyone taking 3 steps back, and then 3 steps forward. I'm not sure if I am remembering correctly, so I'd really appreciate if the Rav can clarify this point. Anonymous from Chicago. Both things are right. The Mishnah Berurah says that min hadin, you only have to take 3 steps forward. However, he brings down from the Magen Giborim that the minig ha'olam is to take 3 steps back and then 3 steps forward. So really, logically, it's only necessary to take 3 steps forward and only to take 3 steps back if you need to make the room. On the other hand, for some reason, the minig ha'olam is to take 3 steps back and then to take 3 steps forward.